In a press conference, the FBI said they have surveillance footage of Jabbar placing two explosive devices in coolers on the street. They've also recovered three mobile phones and two laptops, which they're examining. Jabbar, who was killed by police in a shootout, had an ISIS flag in his vehicle. Investigators say that he said he'd joined the terror group in videos made before the attack. The authorities say there's no definitive connection between the New Orleans incident and the detonation of a Tesla Cybertruck outside a Trump hotel in Las Vegas hours later that left its driver dead and at least seven people injured. Kate Fisher, Washington.